Hello, listeners of Leicester and Beyond. My name is Megan. I'm the communications coordinator and I manage our podcast, social media, newsletter, and other key channels here at the Great Central Gazette. I am joined today by my fellow colleagues, Rhys and Emma. Rhys is one of our editors and the community coordinator, and Emma is another editor and events coordinator. Our aim is to bring the local community together. We thought it would be a good idea to write open letters to Leicester, the city we have come to love, regardless of whether we were born here, like me, or if we moved here later in life. Each of us will take it in turn to read our own open letter to Leicester, its leaders and its people, starting with Rhys.
Leicester, you are a true gem. From your rich history to your vibrant culture, there is so much to admire about you. Your architecture is stunning, with buildings such as Leicester Cathedral and the Guildhall standing as testament to your long and fascinating past. Your museums and galleries are also a sign to your commitment to preserving and showcasing your history and art. People in Leicester are some of the warmest and most welcoming I have ever met. From the bustling market to the lively cafes and restaurants, your city is a model for diversity and inclusivity, one that others should follow. But Leicester, there is one issue that I cannot overlook. Your politics is rotten. Scandal upon scandal is a glaring example of the corruption and incompetence that plagues your political system. It's disheartening to see that such a beautiful and culturally rich city like yours is being held back by the very people who are supposed to lead and serve it. As someone who has come to know and appreciate your many charms, I implore local leaders to take swift and decisive action to unite people under a common banner and restore good government. Leicester, you have so much potential to be a shining example of progress and innovation, but until your politics catch up with your beauty and potential, that potential will remain unfilled. I urge you to take the necessary steps to right these wrongs and continue to inspire us all with your beauty and vibrancy.
It seems strange to think that I didn't always live here. Luton is home, Leicester is where I live. I'm not sure at what point that changed, the point where it became Leicester is home, oh no, I'm just visiting. I came not really knowing what I would find, let alone thinking that I would now call the city home. Southerners think I have an accent these days, but I'm not quite accepted into the Northern Club either. For me, coming here was a little bit like that. I was in the middle somehow. In the middle of figuring things out, I suppose. I suppose we all are on a daily basis. But it's the little things that I've grown to love. As ironic as it sounds, leaves sticking to my boots and castle gardens, hot chocolate on Newark, nights out, nights in between. I think we can take it for granted, can't we? But the last couple of years, I've begun to cherish these things. A smile in the street, my local, a cup of tea, however you like it, gossip in the post office at lunchtime, even though you have to queue for ages, familiar faces and chatting in the street for way too long, usually in the rain. My mum's convinced it always rains here, and she might have a point. It's all of these little things that are the reason that when I hear someone say, Leicester, I say, you'll be fine, Leicester will take care of you. My point is, I'm not really sure how to define Leicester. It's a place that's changed, but it still feels like it's changing. It's a place I always come back to. Despite packing up boxes, long drives and new jobs, I always come back. I think maybe we're just not quite done with each other yet, as cliche as that also sounds. So I know that even when I'm not here, Leicester's still home. And I know there's always a space for me here.
Hello, Leicester. It feels strange saying hello to a county I have lived in my entire life, but through the Gazette, I feel like I'm meeting you for the first time. One of the reasons why I joined this newspaper is because I wanted to celebrate you. Celebrate your diversity, your culture, your arts, your local businesses, and your people. What makes you so striking is your creativity. Your buildings are adorned with artwork, and there have been countless actors, artists, and more to come from Leicester. You are a city that nurtures innovative thinking and creativity. Because in Leicester, there is no limit to what can be created. When it felt like no other university would take a chance on my PhD, a Leicester-based university saw value in my research. I hope to give similar opportunities to your people through the Gazette. the creatives who want to share their work, and the people who want to tell their stories using their voices. Not through a press release or the words of a media organisation. Their words, their voice, their experiences. It feels like, as a city, you are often overlooked. We had the brilliant Premier League win and you-know-who found in a car park, but what about the seemingly smaller victories that have made just as much of a difference? There are so many charities, organisations and people striving for a happier and healthier way of life for the people of Leicester. You have given me an upbringing of great food, diverse culture, arts and events and lifelong friends. I only hope I can repay the favour. To find out more about our work, visit greatcentralgazette.org, email info@greatcentralgazette.org, or check out the description to find more ways to follow the Gazette.